Trubisky in the shotgun here on second and three. Back to pass. Pocket collapsing. Steps up in the pocket. Looking deep down the middle of the field for Shavers. Got him at the 21. And he's tackled at the 6-yard line.
Chris Brown on the call there from a couple weeks ago. Bills Giants. That was the best play of the game for me.
Yeah, I mean, that was electric.
Well down the field. Super fun play for Tyrell Shavers there. So, going to have to wait and see. Yep. Roster cutdowns next week. We'll see
talked
if Moore and
talked
Shavers.
All about it.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to see if Moore or Shavers make it. Another guy that I would hope would make the team.
He's going to make the team.
He's a focal point for tonight. Your potential starting safety for the Bills, Cole Bishop. Second round pick last year. He's had a lot of injury problems over the past couple years. I wanted to start here with Bishop in looking at what he played last week against the Bears. And obviously we know that game was abysmal and it was a 38-0 loss. It was
right.
really bad. But Cole Bishop in that game played the least amount of snaps of anyone on the defense with 12. Played 14% of the snaps there. For reference, Derek Forrest played 33% of the snaps.
Right.
Obviously different players.
Yeah, in very different
parts of the depth chart.
Yeah, right. Very different places in the depth chart for the Bills right now.
But when you look at a guy like Shavers, who hasn't been able to be healthy enough for training camp the past couple of years.
Bishop. Yeah.
We're wide receiver on the brain.
as always here.
Yeah, right. But Bishop, though. Bishop hasn't had as much reps, and that's been kind of the talking point for the past 3 weeks of, like, you know, does he have enough time on task, and does he have enough chemistry with a guy like Taylor Rapp to be the starter
right
for week one? And obviously you don't want to overplay him in the regular season or in the preseason that he can't play in the regular season because he gets hurt. But if you want him to get reps, this is the time to do it.
You're running out of room.
He's only got 12 snaps last week. I got to see more than that tonight. I think he needs to be more involved just for the reps part of it.
To me,
it
depends on how he looks. If he plays one series and he makes a play and makes a tackle, whatever. Like, if McDermott gets a couple things that he wanted to see, I'm sure there's a list of things that McDermott and whoever else needs to make this decision about where Bishop falls to start the season. They will have a sort of criteria list that they want to see Bishop accomplish tonight. Mm-hmm. That could be as simple as not look out of position,
right,
not jump a route that isn't being run, that kind of thing saw last week.
But also make timely tackles.
Right. Don't miss a tackle.
Don't overcorrect.
Right.
Because we saw that on the first Bears touchdown last week with DeMar Hamlin. Just completely missed the tackle.
Right.
And that leads me to the next part of the conversation with the safeties is, if not Cole Bishop, then who? DeMar Hamlin?
Right.
Cam Lewis? It's...
Is it Hancock? Do they move him
Right. Do they
back?
Move Hancock to safety? I don't know. I think I need it to be Bishop, but
need it to be Bishop.
Right.
I think that's the problem that we're in.
But he's
because
he hasn't shown it.
They've put themselves in a position where their second-year safety has missed his first camp, has not played a lot in his first season, and then...
Well, he played. He appeared.
He wasn't starting, though. DeMar was the guy last year.
He did appear in almost every game.
Yes, but it was DeMar.
Right.
And because they didn't... Because as we've talked about, that position in the Sean McDermott defense is a big load.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot you have to understand. And you've put yourself in a spot where you need that guy if you're going to have a league average safety room. You're going to need that guy to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rapp's fine. I have no problem with what Taylor Rapp brings.
Yeah.
He's physical. He does a good job in the run game.
Lays big hits.
He lays big hits over the middle. Makes guy. He's old school. He's good. I really do like Rapp.
Mm-hmm.
But you're searching right now for his partner, and they have made it very clear. Bishop is who we want to take that role.
Right.
But you can't just put him there if he's not earning it. because that's all this culture is about, is do your job and you'll get your opportunity.
And I think it's interesting too, you know, you bring up rap and the chemistry that's needed between those two guys.
Right.
You saw in the Hard Knocks episode, if you watched it, if you couldn't, there was one bit where they were doing something with an improv guy and they panned around the room and Rap and Bishop are sitting right next to each other. There was another bit, I think, in the first or second episode in a meeting room. They're sitting right next to each other. They're clearly trying to build that chemistry because they can't always build it on the field. You got to build it off the field too.
Right.
They're trying to put those two together and make that work. And I don't think it's that the chemistry's not working. I just think it hasn't been enough time.
Right.
The two guys will complement each other very well in the sense of Rap being that physical, in your face,
right, and Bishop's
knock you down, safety.
An athlete that right. can make plays.
Right. He can kind of almost cover that up. If mm-hmm. let's say Rap misses something, it goes too hard for something and misses something, Bishop's there to make that play. And it for me tonight, like you said, if you see him play one series, he makes a play and he checks the boxes, get him off. And,
right.
And that's good.
Yeah.
But there's levels of like when he comes off of like how good we can gauge this. If he plays one drive and he doesn't play the rest of the game, then you know whatever he did in that one drive is what they liked and they saw what they needed to see. I don't think that's going to be the case, but if that's what happens, then I think you know that he's going to be the guy. If he plays 2, 3, 4 series and he's playing into the second quarter, that's when, okay, what right. are they looking for?
What's happening? Why is he still in? What right. do they need to see from him?
Because it is different too compared to an offensive player. If they want to see something from an offensive player, they'll scheme it to him.
Right.
With Bishop, doesn't come to you, we can't really do anything about that. If the play is not in his direction, he's not going to go over there and make a play. It's whatever. But at the same time with the defensive guy, if he isn't seeing the ball, does that mean that he's locking down his guy and controlling the area of the field he needs to control?
That's where I'm not sure I would want to take if he's playing a lot, it means they're worried. There is a world, I think, where they think tonight, all right, let's get him reps and let's just get him experience and jack that up and just try and fill some more time. And I don't think that needs to mean that they're thinking about starting DeMar or somebody else at safety to start against the Ravens. Mm-hmm. I think that it can mean that they're just trying to catch him up.
Right.
And that they want to make sure that he's able to do it. But what I do think is that if they take him out quickly, then that does mean that they're good. We're good. He's ready. We're going to ride with him. Because there would be no reason to take him out early if you were upset with him.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see whoever you want to see in the game after he's out. You know that. And so I don't think that you're going to take him out because you're like, we've seen enough of this. I'm done.
Right.
I don't think that's how this decision is getting made.
No.
And so I think you're right on one half of that. I would just be hesitant to think if he's playing deeper into that game that it means he's in trouble.
Yeah, I get that. And it is interesting, too. I was just looking back on some of his snap counts from last year. And there's three games in here in the regular season where he plays 100% of the snaps.
Right.
It is the loss to Houston, the win over New England, and the win over the Jets. In the loss to Houston, Bishop has 4 tackles, 2 solo, 2 assisted tackles, mm-hmm. and that's it. Doesn't jump off the page anywhere else.
That can be, like you mentioned before, talking about how if he's defending his mm-hmm. section of the field well, he's not going to have the opportunity to make a lot of those plays.
Right.
So safety can be interesting to look at stat lines like this.
But it
just
is.
Contextually, I wanted to add that.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, for sure. In the win against New England, he has 8 tackles. And in the win against the Jets, he has 5.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else in 1 tackle for loss in the game against New England as well, by the way. No sacks, no interceptions, nothing like that. No quarterback hits either. That's the best game of his season last year was against the Patriots. If we're looking at the amount of tackles
pure
and the amount of times he's played, the amount
thing.
Of time he played. Yeah. He played 73 snaps that game. And then if you look in the playoffs, he also played 100% of the snaps against the Chiefs.
Right.
And had 10 tackles in that game. 9 solo tackles, by the way.
Yeah.
So, again, it's tough to look at his stats. It's tough to look at a safety compared to a corner.
Right.
Because with a corner, you're kind of looking for interceptions and fumbles and all that stuff, passes defended and everything. But the one thing that really jumps out at me in the way he plays and why I think he'll work with Taylor Rapp is you don't ever see any sacks here. You don't ever see any tackle.
No,
you see one tackle. He's not that kind of guy.
That's not his role.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is that's why I feel like they're looking for him to play with Rapp. He's
right.
That perfect complement.
I agree with that. I think that they are, as a duo, conceptually strong.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good yin and yang to what they both bring, but you can't get caught up in that being what's making your decision.
Right.
Because that's conceptual.
Because you can find other guys to do
right.
that role
and,
as well.
And you need to make sure that this guy can do the job and
right.
not he has the attributes that would fit well.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to do the job.
And to go back to Jordan Hancock too for a second here, like he's a guy that I think throughout the year you can sprinkle him in. You can put him in at safety if Bishop isn't living up to your standards or if you want to just have a different look at something. And I think that's something we could see tonight too is see if Hancock gets some snaps with Bishop.
Right.
Or replaces Bishop at safety at some point. You know, there's different levels to how this defense could run tonight. But again, if the ball comes his way, I'm looking for a big play. I'm looking for something.
Right.
At the bare minimum, he just does his job.
I tonight will be happy if Cole Bishop, if I don't notice him once.
That's true.
Good
defensive
happy.
Players you don't really
That's
notice.
That's fine. I will be upset if I see him like I did in the 12 snaps he played more than once and think, whoa, that was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it was last week.
Yeah.
So the bar's pretty low. I mean, really.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. We need to make sure that Bishop doesn't hurt them. And I think if he doesn't hurt them, then he's starting week one against the Ravens.
For sure.
But he's hurt them. And he hasn't been out there. And so you got to make sure. And that's part of why I wouldn't be stunned to see them keep him out there for a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
Is to go like, are you going to make a mistake?
Yeah, we want to see. We want to see how you deal with more reps, more snaps.
Right.
As the game gets deeper, you got to find out.
Does your processing decline?
Is it the reverse? Does it get better as the game goes on?
Right. Because that's what you want to see. Because time on task. Right. We
exactly.
keep hearing McDermott talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm finding my flow. All right, we're good. I'm out here. I'm good. All right.
You make one play that turns into another that
exactly.
turns into another. Yeah.
So
right.
I am really excited to watch him tonight. I'm excited to watch the D-line tonight too.
Mm-hmm.
See some of those rookies that they should get an opportunity against some second and third stringers.
Sanders specifically.
Yeah.
That's the guy I've been trying to watch all preseason is TJ Sanders.
I conversely have enjoyed watching Walker because he is such a different looking thing. He just doesn't look.
Right. And the only reason he got to the fourth round is because of some weird thing
with
his back
injury.
Yeah.
And that's part of why I've enjoyed watching him so much is like how much was he limited by that? Like
mm-hmm.
What level of
impact.
Beast is there underneath that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I'm excited to see what Walker does. I like Sanders a lot. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But Walker, I think there's something in there.
He's a different type of lineman than TJ Sanders, for
sure.
Because he feels more explosive. He feels more, or he could be anyway, because you don't know because of the back thing.
Right, exactly.
But
there's
from
just
what we've
an
seen so far.
There's possibility there, and that's exciting. I think Sanders has that too, because he's a rookie, obviously. But
for sure.
I'm very excited about watching Walker every game this year. I just want to see what he can do. And see how he builds and improves as he continues to be healthy and really grow.
For sure. 803-0550 as we wrap up Sports Talk Saturday next. Stay tuned at 2 o'clock, Bills Game Day with Zach Jones and Derek Kramer will start up as we continue to have coverage all day long here. Bills kick off tonight at 7:30 down in Tampa Bay. This is Sports Talk Saturday, and you're listening to WGR.